Hello and welcome again. This is Pastor Deb, and this is Mental Health and the Forever Person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math and educational course here on the School of Light. This is lesson number 19. What does a healthy and restored kingdom within yourself really look like on the inside of this eternal kingdom to itself and on the outside to others? Let's get started with your learning. In the previous lesson, lesson number 18, you were taught that you have responsibilities to others in helping them to seek healing and restoration, and to love them and support them to desire this healing and restoration you fought to have within your kingdom. You learned you had responsibilities to encourage them. Tell your own story of healing and restoration. Be a visible example to others. Everyone who desires healing and restoration can get it if they fight hard and are supported and encouraged in this fight. Yes, you have one major responsibility to all others, to love them as you do yourself and your own kingdom within. Not too hard for you, is it? No. Anyone can do this, right? Now, in lesson number 19, you need to know, what does a healthy and restored kingdom within yourself really look on the inside of this eternal kingdom to itself and on the outside to others? Let's take a look and see what the healed and restored kingdom within you should look like within itself and out to others. First, on the inside. Well, the outward person, the physical body, should be free of diseases, illnesses, tumors, viruses. Be peaceful, not in bondage and craving anything. Be able to handle any stress that comes its way. All of its hormones and chemicals in balance. All organs working properly and in strength. If there was any weakness in the physical body, it would be healing and gaining strength. What was attacking it would be stopped, and what was controlling it would be ended, and the systems would return to their normal resting place and operation. Even if the physical body is not completely perfect in its formation and has issues from birth, they can still be as healthy as they possibly can. So there is hope, even when our physical body is missing some things, lacking, and they are not in fullness. Then the physical body would be pushed back off the cliffs of death, and the life of the physical body would be lengthened and provide a more peaceful and healthy container for the soul and the forever person to live in. Time of life would be extended. Health and restoration would be occurring and well on its way for this part of the system to be the best it can be, even if there are some physical disabilities that came right out of the womb. Then the soul's heart of its deeply hidden person, the subconsciousness, would begin to be at peace, and the dis-ease of its feelings and emotions from the physical body would be ending, and a restful time would occur. The hidden person of the soul's emotions and feelings, its comfort of peace or dis-ease, is directly connected to its physical body's health or unhealthy condition. So for the soul's emotions, its thoughts, its feelings to be peaceful and content, it has to deal with the dis-ease and lack of healthiness of the physical body. So the soul must do something to restore itself, its own health and restoration of its own feelings, emotions, and its desires to be a healthy and powerful king of the kingdom within. For if the king, the soul, is not in peace, strong and powerful due to its pains and dis-ease, in the physical body, or lack of its nutrition and the physical body's earthly needs, then the soul, the king, is not all it wants to be, and cannot do all it desires to do, and can be easily overpowered by stronger kings of other kingdoms, and even taken captive and become a slave to others who are not as unhealthy or fallen from power as this king, maybe you, has fallen. So a healthy and restored kingdom within is one that is free of both physical sicknesses, diseases, illnesses, bondages, pains, fears, as well as the soul, and both are strong, can defend against attacks, are powerful, and able to rule itself and others from a position of power, health, and a restored king and kingdom, all within itself. When the kingdom is healthy and restored back to health, and its life is strong and powerful, it is a person that can rule itself, things that come against it, its own feelings, and it can rule businesses, rule governments, cities, raise children, help other people, rule even nations and their resources in health and wholeness. Then, when others look at the healthy and restored kingdom within from the outside, they see a powerful, well-designed, and together in unity kingdom and its king, the soul. But remember, even with all this healing and restoration of the physical body and the soul's subconsciousness back to a peaceful condition, the forever person has not been touched or affected by any of this healing and restoration. The forever person, the fallen king, the enslaved former king, the weak and hidden person, can only be healed and restored from its realm of the spirit. Usually, even when the physical body and its soul becomes healed and restored to a place of peace and there is no dis-ease, the forever person is left out, and therefore the kingdom is not really totally healed and restored to its original fullness and righteousness, as it was in its ancient days of creation. So in closing this lesson, lesson number 19, without the entire three-part system being totally healed and restored, healing is not complete, restoration is not full, and the system, kingdom within, is not a wonderful kingdom of agape love, joy, and peace, and able to be a great shining light out into the darkness of unhealthiness and disease for all to see. Without a complete three-part healing and restoration, a person is not complete, but only partially healed, and is not restored to its righteous order of the forever person as the king of the kingdom, the soul as the king's helpmate, and the physical body being the expression and visible helpmate out in the world of the seen world for the forever person, for all creatures to see and hear. So that is what a kingdom within would look like with just two of its parts healed and restored, instead of all three parts being healed and restored, with the forever person sitting back on the throne of the kingdom within, kingdom of three that are one, the kingdom within that would be filled with agape love, joy, and peace, shining out to all of humanity, both in the seen world and the realm of the spirit, and showing what a true and total healing and restoration all three parts of the kingdom within would look like. So, that ends this lesson, lesson number 19. What does a healthy and restored kingdom within you look like on the inside to itself and on the outside to others? So when and if you choose healing and restoration, then choose that all three parts of you are healed and restored to complete health and in proper order of rulership that rules with and from agape love, joy, and peace. So until the next lesson, lesson number 20, entitled Review of the Lessons of the Course, Mental Health and the Forever Person, 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1, a new math. Keep learning and growing. Pastor Deborah will take you on a short journey back through the many lessons about your kingdom within yourself and others. So come once again to the School of Light and to this course and hear one last lesson of mental health and the forever person. 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1, a new math with Pastor Deb. Until then, love always and forever, Pastor Deb, your global School of Light teacher of Agape Love, Love is Here Ministries, global teaching ministry. I'll see you in lesson number 20.